iPlayer radio app. There are 5 museums and galleries in the running for the Museum of the Year prize. And you may remember that a couple of weeks ago, I went to see the V&A's refurbished European galleries, which got them on the shortlist. Today, we're looking at an art gallery without walls, Jupiter Artlands on the outskirts of Edinburgh. It was created by Robert and Nikki Wilson, who back in 1999 bought Bonington House, a Jacobean manor set in a 100-acre estate. Nikki, a sculptor by trade, and her husband Robert are both serious collectors, and within a few years, the grounds surrounding their family home were populated with stunning site-specific works of art.
We're busy creating a collection of artwork by some of the world's best artists, set in a landscape that is really rather beautiful on the outskirts of Edinburgh and Glasgow. We're on the top of a hill and we can see over to Edinburgh and we can see the top of Arthur's Seat. We can see to the right to the Pentlands and they're kind of embracing us. We see the Ochil Hills and we can see the post-industrial landscape of what is Oxburn. This is the context of where we are. And so in a way, we think that if we make this beautiful and sort of kind of magic, that you kind of unlock these other rather wonderful landscapes that are not classically beautiful, but you look at them in a different context, I think.
Yes, and it is about the long game. I mean, you're right. I mean, and we've seen these sculptures. We've been open now for 8 years. And we've seen, even in that time, the sculptures change dramatically as the landscape around them changes. And so, in a way, we are guardians of a certain landscape. And it's wonderful to be able to see it develop and change. And I think the art and the land is incredibly important. And every piece that is here is not only commissioned, but it's also site-specific. By that, I mean that the artist has actually chosen where they're going to place their work. So that relationship between art and land is absolutely central to everything that happens here.
And the Wilsons have managed to attract some pretty big names to Jupiter Artland. There are 30 permanent works across the park by artists such as Anthony Gormley, Anish Kapoor, Cornelia Parker and the architect Charles Jenks. But we began with an artwork in the aviary. Programme coordinator John Heffernan showed us round.
We're standing in the Steadings, which is the central hub. We're right by the cafe, the reception and shop. And here we have 2 exhibitions, one by a French artist called Céleste Boursier-Mugenot, and he's presenting a work called From Here to Ear. Follow me into this chain curtain. So the chain curtain is a little barrier, and it's a barrier to prevent some of our exhibitors escaping. And you'll see that in the installation, some of our exhibitors are zebra finches. In this exhibition, we've got 40 zebra finches, and we have 12 electric guitars. The finches are flying from guitar to guitar, using them as a perch. And as they land on each guitar, they're activating the noise and the sound, which is amplified from what you can hear.
They just whiz by. I've used that word charming a million times, and I really mean it. They are charming.
Charming finches. This is Carol Taylor, who's one of our most dedicated volunteers and has been for the past 4 years. This is your third season.
They cuddle up with each other on the strings, and of course you hear all that. And then they kind of go cheep, 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 and then they fly off, or they see there's one going behind the amplifier. Who wouldn't be kind of mesmerised by these little darlings, especially that little one that's trying to make a nest on the bass, yes, bass guitar.
They've got nesting boxes for that. We like to keep it discreet.
When you look back on a journey, you see everything as a sort of series of milestones, and it's never like that. You start on one thing, another thing leads to another thing. And so this whole idea of collecting was just step by step, and then it started to get a momentum and gain an idea that we really wanted to do a serious art venture, inviting the public in to the collection that we were building. The art has actually come and stay with us for, on occasion, you know, 4 or 6 weeks. And they walk the landscape, they really study it before they decide what to do. But also, I think a lot of these sculptures have got a deeply personal element, where the artist has reacted to what they found here. They've reacted to us, they've reacted to our family, and the result is special to this place.
And I don't ever apologise about the same work being here over year in, year out, because work really starts to embed itself, belong to the place, belong to the landscape, and changes. And well-placed work is more powerful and speaks to the audience in a different way from somewhere that's just going to be there temporarily and is going to come and go. We are now putting these pieces, none of them can be sold or moved on. They're here forever.
The other beauties about Jupiter is the role nature plays. And we often say nature is almost like another curator here. The seasons make different pieces look amazing.
So we've got birdsong constantly. I've got a little weasel that runs past my desk. Often has just nicked a chicken from the coop. You know, and later on in the winter when the dust comes in early, we can hear the owls. We get badgers digging up our grass by the little estate office, you know. So there's just a constant hive of activity from nature. And the next artwork that we're going to come across is the most recently commissioned piece, which is A Variety of Cultures by a Scottish poet and sculptor, Alec Finlay. And it's set within an orchard, which is about 50 Scottish apple and plum trees. And alongside 30 of those trees is a collection of oak ladders. And we're just about to approach Alec now.
Orchards are one of the richest aspects of not just horticulture, but culture. They are about our ability to improve. They are an aesthetics. I'm interested in that current debate about what is culture. So apples come from Kyrgyzstan, and they actually follow the migrant route that is so contested and causing such suffering just now. So apples have come along that route over thousands of years and been bred and adapted into all of these varieties. And those ladders, well, I always say the work is ladders with apple trees just now. But in 20 years, it will be apple trees with ladders. So the ladders are actually anticipating the canopies of the trees in 10, 20, 30 years.
But the Wilsons don't just want to provide a space for the big names. They also want to nurture new talent by giving them the opportunity to work outside and on a grand scale. So far, Jupiter Artland can boast about becoming the first museum to be featured on the hugely popular computer game Minecraft, and having a 12-metre-high orchid. But what would winning the Museum of the Year mean to them?
We are completely overwhelmed by being nominated for this, and it's a testament to all the hard work of the team that we have around us. And, you know, I think it's wonderful that it's been recognised as something that people really rate. But what is going to change? I mean, for sure, if we won the prize, it would mean that we could put on probably double the number of education visits. And that would be a real game changer for us, because we are really absolutely at the core of it. The family values are that we really need to sort of find a way in which we can get almost every child in Scotland to come and witness Jupiter, because it is a magic place, but it also stimulates questions, thinking, and that's what we want to do, is just really challenge what people perceive art to be. And it can be anywhere, and it can be wonderful, and it can be life-changing.
Nikki and Robert Wilson and John Heffernan, Carol Taylor and Eric Finlay at Jupiter Artland. Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be visiting the other museums and galleries shortlisted for the £100,000 Art Fund Prize for Museum of the Year. They are the Arnolfini in Bristol, the York Art Gallery and the Bethlehem Museum of the Mind in London. And the winner's going to be announced on the 6th of July.